Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Joshua Wall says, you heard it here first. Miami will make a run at Khalil Mack this offseason. Laugh at me. He's not a free agent. They're not going to trade all those picks for him. I know what you're thinking, because the Dolphins have Reggie McKenzie, the general manager that was in Oakland when the Raiders drafted Khalil Mack before dumbass Gruden then traded him away to Chicago. So you think that Reggie McKenzie and Chris Greer will then end up going after Khalil Mack and bring him here. And I can tell you that that would be a very interesting move, but I don't think they're going to do it because the Bears are going to ask for no less than two first-rounders. And I just don't see Miami, when they've got plenty of pass rushers now, and they didn't have to kill themselves to get those pass rushers. Emmanuel Ogbah was there for anybody to have, and they got him for $7.5 million, which is a joke of a contract.
You could get three of those for one Khalil Mack. I think they're paying him $22-23 million. It's a cap hit on top of, like you said, having to give up the draft picks.
Yeah,
it's a double whammy.
Yeah, I don't think so. I see the problem is, and it's not that, you know, I want to laugh at you. Who was it that Joshua Walsh? It's not that I want to laugh at you. It's just that, Joshua, you're programmed with the old Dolphins. Okay? The old Dolphins couldn't draft. The old Dolphins couldn't develop. The old Dolphins couldn't coach. The old Dolphins couldn't trade because when they make trades, they're bad ones. They give away picks. They don't prepare their players. Their coaches are mediocre. This is a different franchise. This is a franchise that knows how to draft, that knows how to develop, that knows how to find players in street free agency, in the draft, undrafted rookies, you name it. They find talent everywhere. They bamboozle people on trades. This is a front office that knows that they can draft players, or they can be smart in free agency and go find players that they don't have to spend a fortune and can be productive for them. So when you have that talent, that skill, that eye, you don't go trading for the Ndamukong Suhs, the Khalil Macks. You don't trade, or you don't sign the Mike Wallaces of the world. You don't give up those ginormous contracts and the draft picks that end up setting your team back, is what they do. They don't really help your team. They usually set your team back. Now, Khalil Mack, I know it's hard to imagine him being a guy that sets you back, but the problem is that now you're going to give up several draft picks. And you might be able to get more mileage out of those draft picks because they're young. Whereas Khalil Mack is not young anymore. He's probably, this is probably, I want to say, season six, maybe seven, something like that. Not that he's old yet, but I think you want to already at this point, I'd rather start the clock at one. You know, like with Van Ginkle. Think about it. That's a fifth round pick. And that kid makes a play every week. Every week, Van Ginkle does something.
Even blocking punts, bro.
Everything.
God, he's a beast. He's productive. If he's in the game, he's going to do something that's productive. Cause a fumble at the one-yard line.
Yeah. Are you looking up Khalil Mack? What year is this?
I am.
I want to say it's either six or seven.
I think you're right.
It's just a guess, but I can't be off by much. I'm either right on target six or seven, or I'm off by a year. I don't think I'm off by that much more. I'm pretty sure of that. That's what it is. So I doubt that they would make those kind of trades.
2014.
Okay. So there you go. This is his seventh season.
The other thing about when you do that, man, and you start giving up the draft picks, you start getting the wrong way with the cap. Straight up. If you hit on one of those rookie guys and you got him under contract, man, you are cap friendly for 3-4. And if they're first rounders, 5 years.
It's paying for Laremy Tunsil now, or trade him, and then draft Austin Jackson. You don't have to pay him for 5 years. And if you get production on the left tackle side with Austin Jackson without having to pay him for 5 years, you are now way ahead on the cap. Way ahead.
Those tackles, those type of tackles are going for what, 15, 18 mil?
Easy.
Right?
Easy.
Man,
yes.
It's amazing the money these guys, like if you're top flight, if you're in the top 25, if you're top eight at your position, man, you are making some bank now in the NFL.
Yep.
Except for running back.
Yep.